Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Case for Space by Robert Zubrin argues that humanity is entering a decisive new era in exploration, driven not by government megaprograms alone, but by a fast-moving commercial revolution in launch and spacecraft design. Known for his long-standing advocacy of practical, mission-focused spaceflight, Zubrin frames space as more than a prestige project. He presents it as an engine for scientific discovery, economic growth, and long-term human security. The book connects recent advances in reusable rockets, private investment, and mission planning to a broader vision in which travel beyond Earth becomes routine and consequential. Along the way, Zubrin challenges common objections that space is too expensive, too risky, or a distraction from problems on Earth, suggesting instead that space development can strengthen resilience, expand resources, and inspire innovation. His tone is energetic and persuasive, offering readers a forward-looking case that the near future could include sustained lunar activity, human expeditions to Mars, and new industries that reshape civilization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the new spaceflight revolution and why it changes everything. A central theme is that space is no longer defined solely by slow, politically constrained national programs. Zubrin emphasizes how commercial launch providers, competitive contracting, and iterative engineering have reduced costs and accelerated timelines, making ambitious missions more plausible. This shift matters because it changes the strategic question from whether we can afford to go to the Moon or Mars to how quickly we can build the capabilities to do so repeatedly. He ties the transformation to concrete developments such as reusability, modular spacecraft approaches, and a culture that tests hardware often rather than waiting for perfect designs. In his view, lower launch costs create a multiplier effect. Cheaper access expands the number of scientific payloads, enables more frequent missions, and invites private capital to fund ventures with real return potential. He also argues that competition encourages innovation in propulsion, materials, and operations. The result is a break from the era where every mission was a once-in-a-generation event. Instead, space can become an arena of continuous progress, similar to aviation or computing, with compounding improvements and widening participation. Secondly, a practical path to Mars and the logic of living off the land. Zubrin is widely associated with pragmatic Mars advocacy, and the book reinforces the idea that reaching Mars does not require impossibly massive infrastructure. He highlights mission architectures that prioritize simplicity, clear objectives, and in-situ resource utilization, meaning using local materials to produce essentials such as fuel, water, and building inputs. This approach reduces the mass that must be launched from Earth and can lower both cost and risk by enabling return options and sustained operations. The broader argument is that exploration succeeds when travelers learn to use what they find, as historical expeditions did on Earth. He frames Mars not just as a destination, but as a proving ground for technologies that support long-duration habitation, closed-loop life support, and industrial processes in harsh environments. Beyond engineering, he discusses why Mars matters scientifically, including clues about planetary evolution and the search for past or present life. He also addresses common concerns about radiation, health, and logistics by treating them as solvable problems rather than deal breakers, advocating focused experimentation and stepwise development rather than endless postponement. Thirdly, the Moon, near-Earth space, and the first sustainable space economy. Another major topic is how a sustained presence in cislunar space could catalyze a broader space economy. Zubrin explores how the Moon can serve as both a scientific target and an operational platform for learning to live and work beyond Earth. He points to opportunities in prospecting, construction, and infrastructure building that could support research outposts, fuel depots, and manufacturing experiments. Near-Earth space, including commercial stations and satellite servicing, is presented as an immediate arena where private enterprise can scale, generating revenue that further drives down costs. He connects these developments to the idea of space as an industrial frontier, where high-value services such as communications and Earth observation are only the beginning. In his view, future growth could include power generation concepts, specialized manufacturing, and a transportation network that links Earth, the Moon, and eventually Mars. He argues that markets emerge when access is reliable and routine, so the key is to establish repeatable operations and standard interfaces rather than bespoke, fragile projects. The Moon then becomes a stepping stone and a testbed for long-term settlement technologies. Fourthly, why space development helps Earth. Instead of competing with it, Zubrin confronts the argument that investing in space is irresponsible when Earth faces poverty, conflict, and environmental stress. He counters by framing space development as a driver of innovation that can improve life on Earth and expand the resource base available to humanity. The book emphasizes that major technological advances often come from ambitious goals that demand new solutions, and that these solutions later diffuse into broader use. He also argues that prosperity is not a fixed pie, suggesting that new industries can raise productivity and create high-skill jobs. Another dimension is planetary resilience. Space-based capabilities can improve disaster monitoring, climate observation, and global connectivity, while also supporting planetary defense against asteroid threats. He further suggests that expanding into space reduces long-term pressure on Earth by enabling access to abundant energy and materials beyond the planet, even if those possibilities remain developmental. Importantly, he treats exploration as a cultural and educational force that can motivate scientific literacy and long-horizon thinking. Rather than escapism, space becomes a way to strengthen civilization by encouraging problem-solving, cooperation, and a sense of shared purpose grounded in achievable engineering milestones. Lastly, policy, leadership, and the case for bold goals with clear execution, the book also functions as a policy argument about how to organize successful space programs. Zubrin critiques approaches that prioritize process, excessive risk aversion, or politically motivated requirements over mission outcomes. He advocates setting bold, inspiring goals, then aligning budgets, schedules, and management structures to achieve them. A recurring point is that clear objectives attract talent and investment, while vague or constantly shifting plans waste resources and erode public support. He supports leveraging commercial competition where it makes sense, using fixed price contracting and performance milestones to encourage efficiency. At the same time, he recognizes the role of government in funding foundational research, enabling infrastructure, and taking on projects with long-term payoff that private actors may not initially underwrite. He argues for leadership that communicates why exploration matters and builds coalitions that can sustain multi-year efforts. The overall message is that success is less about waiting for perfect technology and more about making disciplined choices, testing often, and accepting that progress requires calculated risk. By combining principled ambition with pragmatic execution, he presents a route to transform spaceflight from occasional spectacle into enduring capability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a spirited, engineering-minded case for expanding human activity beyond Earth. Space enthusiasts will appreciate the emphasis on practical pathways to the Moon and Mars, while policymakers, educators, and investors can use it to understand why the commercial shift in spaceflight changes cost, cadence, and strategic options. It can benefit a reader's life by widening perspective and encouraging long-horizon thinking about technology, economics, and resilience. Zubrin frames exploration as a tool for problem-solving, not escapism, and that mindset can translate into more ambitious personal and professional goals. Compared with many popular space books that focus mainly on history or distant speculation, this one stands out for its action-oriented argument. It connects near-term capabilities, institutional choices, and achievable mission architectures to a coherent vision of settlement and industry. The tone is persuasive and sometimes provocative, which makes it valuable even for skeptics because it forces engagement with concrete claims about cost, feasibility, and benefits. If you want a forward-looking blueprint rather than a passive tour of space trivia, it is worth buying and debating. If you would like to support Robert Zubrin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.